Hey, Fish Tank family, let's keep it real. Debt can hit hard and it doesn't care who you are, but you don't have to face it alone. I've seen people struggle and I've seen what a second chance can do.
That's facts, Juice. And when it comes to getting folks out from under it, nobody does it better than Van Horn Law Group. Chad and his team don't just talk the talk. They show up and fight for people when they need it most.
Yeah, I've known Chad Van Horn for over a decade. He's a good friend. And more importantly, I've seen firsthand the real results he and his team deliver for people all over Florida. Bankruptcy, debt relief, whatever it takes to help you breathe again.
Over 10,000 people have gotten a fresh start thanks to Van Horn Law Group. No judgment, just real solutions.
Yeah, so if debt is holding you back, call Van Horn Law Group at 954-637-0000 or visit vanhornlawgroup.com for a free consultation.
And if you mention the Fish Tank, they'll even cover the cost of pulling your credit report so you know exactly where you stand.
That's right. Don't wait. Take control and get back in the game with Van Horn Law Group.
All right, Juice, you know how I always say I've got a guy for everything?
Yeah, yes, you do, Big Seth. You've got a guy for printing, a guy for cigars, a guy for, what was it, custom pool flamingos?
Don't knock the flamingos. But when it comes to remodeling your home, my guy is Alvaro Freitas and his crew at Casabella Design Group.
Yes, your favorite contractor, right?
Well, he is my favorite contractor, and he'll be yours as well with just one call. Casabella has been remodeling homes in South Florida for over 20 years. Kitchens, bathrooms, full home renovations, even outdoor spaces that'll make you forget that you live on that cul-de-sac.
And they don't just make things look good. I mean, they handle permits, planning, construction, all the stuff that makes you want to pull your hair out.
Easy on the hair, okay?
Yeah, right, right.
But trust me, Alvaro shows up with a plan, a crew, and he may even bring you a cafecito. The man is a machine.
Yeah, so if you're ready to love your home again, or, I mean, you just want to make your neighbors jealous, head to CasabellaDG.com and schedule your free consultation.
That's CasabellaDG.com and tell Alvaro the Fish Tank sent you. He might even give you a deal, or at least a hug.
Casabella Design Group, proud partner of the Fish Tank. Let's build something beautiful together.
You're now diving into the Fish Tank.
Dive up in that fish tank. Who that? Sitting down with Seth Living. Seth. OJ. Juice Man. Ooh, and this is strictly for them true fans. Yeah. Golf fans. Number one. Of course, y'all. This ain't no ordinary sports talk. Dive up in that fish tank.
Well, it's a little bit earlier than what we're used to doing, fellas. So it is kind of a Fish Tank and Dolphins Talk crossover live in the middle of the day. It ain't even lunchtime yet. We're used to this 9 p.m. juice. So, you know, we're the late owls, but here we are during the workday. But I thought I wouldn't quite call this an emergency pod, but I thought a pop-up live was necessary based on everything that was happening in the National Football League with these schedule releases last night. So very excited here to be with Mike Oliva, our I guess he's the guy who lets us in the gate, right, Juice?
Oh, man. We show up and ring
the ring doorbell, and then, you know,
yes,
he comes out. He's like, who's
I like
out
it, the
there?
Ring doorbell.
You guys? Yeah. And Mike Oliva lets us in. So thank you, Mike, for having us. And the man with the best hands in the live podcast schedule release video reviewing business, he is OJ McDuffie. And fellas, we now know the schedules. There were a lot of guys guessing all day long. They were so excited. I was like, can't we just wait for the videos? But there were guys out there and they were guessing, no shots at anybody. But, you know, a lot of people like to sleuth and figure out.
As I said, I was old enough to remember when they would drop this thing on like a Wednesday at noon and you find out the next day and nobody cared. Now right, it's like blown up into this wild thing where everyone's trying to crack the code, which is cool kind of for them if they enjoy it. That's great. But it was crazy. It's just.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I'm like, where are they getting the information from? And they're pulling from other teams.
Yeah. How about the NFL in general, though? You know, the NFL in general is trying to monopolize like every month of the year now. They start off, you know, your Super Bowl is already drifting into February. You know, then you start looking at free agency. Then you're looking at combine stuff. You know, then you're looking at, you know, the draft. And now, you know, they go to another month where the schedule release is bigger than watching the NBA draft lottery the other day, and it's not as big as this is, you know? So it's like, it's crazy how they've been able to monopolize all this and keep everybody's attention throughout the whole 12 months of the year, man. It's amazing.
No doubt about it, Juice. In fact, you said they're trying to monopolize. I'm like, nah, there ain't no trying
anymore. They already got it. They already got it. Oh, yeah, it's already done. Done deal.
Figured it out. It's pretty crazy. So I've really kind of come 180 degrees on this thing, being an old school guy who, to Mike's point, like, we'd get the schedule, we would have a release already. I could see Neil typing away in his office and we'd fire it out. We would have to fax it out. And then Harvey would make us call all of the outlets and make sure they received the fax. Check your fax machine. And so we would do all of that stuff. And then that was it. And I think everybody, you know, the equipment guys started planning what was going to be worn, what and how they play, you know, where are the cold weather games. And they had stuff lined up, Mike, already before the season started, of trunks and all of these things. And, you know, Harvey was planning which two games he was going to advance to. And then Neil would take the, and then I would get stuck with everything else and have to go on the advances. But that was it. I didn't care. The schedule is the schedule. You play who you play. I don't know, Juice, from your perspective, like, how much did you care what the schedule was, or was it like, just let me know what it is so I can get my mind right?
No, I love the schedule. I love the schedule release, you know, because, you know, we're always thinking about, you know, who our opponents are. Remember now, back in the day, now nowadays they have, you know, three divisional opponents. Now we have four other divisional opponents, you know. So, I mean, those eight games are already determined. That's half your, you know, that's half your schedule already. Now, with it being the way it is, with only three divisional opponents, that's six, but you have now we're up to 17 games. So now that's 11 games you got to figure out moving forward that, you know, that aren't usually on your schedule. You know the division you're going to be playing against, but you don't know home or away sometimes. You know, those are always an issue, it seems like. But I think that, you know, it's always fun to see who you're playing and when you're playing them. And a lot of guys, honestly, from guys that are coming down here or us going somewhere else, got to get their minds right. Are we coming to Miami in September, you know, to play against the Dolphins? Or are we going to New England and Buffalo in December and got to get our minds right there, man? So it's always an exciting time. And, you know, I mean, I think the Dolphins, man, it's amazing how I think did we win the Super Bowl last year or getting a championship? Because it seemed like our schedule. And I think Michael Leva, he alluded to this on his when he was talking about the schedule. I mean, it looks like we're one of the best teams in the league right now with no primetime games.
It's funny because this stuff is all pre-planned, and we got the two toughest divisions we have to play. The NFC North, which is absolutely brutal. You got four high-end teams there. And then you get the AFC West, where even the Raiders have improved greatly. I'm not going to say they're great, but they've improved. They signed a lot of guys this year, and you got the Chargers who are good. You got the Chiefs who are always good. You got the Broncos with a Hall of Fame head coach. They're one game away from the Super Bowl. They probably would have went if they had a quarterback that game. Yeah. So factor in them. Two games versus the Bills. Two games versus the Patriots. On top of some of the other games that are thrown in there, like San Francisco, who's always tough. I mean, that's good. From week 13 to week 18, that is probably one of the toughest stretches any team will have this year. That is brutal from week 13 to week 18.
Yeah, and Mike, probably an improved Jets team, too.
Jets?
There's no way.
For them to go, Juice.
That's what I'm saying, though. I mean, they're going to be a better football team as well. So our division is going to be really, really tough. And for us, you know, being where we're at with a really young team, you know, a couple really great players, but it's going to be a tough deal for us, man. And, you know, that schedule, I mean, honestly, though, there's no layups in the NFL anyways.
Right.
You know, you better be ready to go every single week no matter what. But, damn, man, give us a little bit of a break here on this stuff. Man. Yeah.
Okay for this year, though, because here's why. The expectations this year are low. A little bit of a honeymoon for the head coach, a little bit of a honeymoon. Get this out of the way. Just get this year. Yeah. Get the AFC West out of the way. Get the NFC North. We ain't got to worry about them for however many more years. Just get it out of the way this year. It's kind of probably not a bad approach either.
Yeah, I don't disagree. But I didn't call this meeting to discuss the actual schedule. So I called this pre-lunch meeting to discuss the schedule release videos. Because the other thing that has happened in the National Football League is this is maybe, I'm trying to think, I don't know if there's another time of the year where the creative people within the various buildings get to flex their muscle and spend an entire year. You know, the way a lot of these companies and advertising agencies have all year to plan for the perfect Super Bowl commercial. I think the NFL teams now and the creative teams find a way to compete on schedule release day. And so at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time last night, the teams all dropped their schedules. I, of course, first raced to watch what the Dolphins were going to do. I had been kind of let down the last couple of years. I hate to say that because there's people within those departments who I really like and respect. But, you know, I was kind of disappointed. The fastest, I liked the one a few years ago with the movie posters and they went to the movies. I thought that was really cool. Then the one with the fastest, you know, schedule release and that, you know, that much like Tyreek Hill at the end there, it kind of let me down. It was fast and it was furious and it let me down. And then last year's felt a little too antiseptic to me. It felt like someone called Zimmerman Advertising and said, hey, you know, cook something up for us. But this year I was excited to see that, you know, there was some storytelling there. There was a great plot twist. I absolutely, spoiler alert, right? So if you haven't watched it yet, shame on you. If you're going to come to watch this live right now, if you haven't watched the video, but I absolutely loved the idea that Mr. Ross was looking for these guys. My man, Larry Jarriga and Drew Brooks are running around. You know, the two big muscular security guys are pulling players off the field and they walk into Mr. Ross's office and it's the boss Ross, Rick Ross. I just thought that that was a great plot twist and I got to give those guys a lot of credit.
Yeah, I wasn't ready for that, Big Seth. You know, I wasn't ready for it being Rick Ross, man. Ricky Rose, big time dude down here in South Florida. And of course, you got these a lot of young guys that were called into the office. And of course, they, you know, they've probably been pumping this music for a while, man, or definitely know who he is, man. So great plot twist. And I like how it was like where some of the other ones are kind of staged.
Yeah.
Ours were like, for our guys, they were like surprised about everything. It was a surprise about everything. That part about it was really good because they were unassuming, had no idea why they're being called. Who wants to be called to Mr. Ross's office, man?
Nobody.
Nobody.
No matter which way, nobody wants to be called upstairs, man. Going upstairs is a problem.
Ask Darren Waller about that meeting where he saw Mr. Ross walk in.
Yeah, Mr. Ross, come to him.
Right.
He
did
really quickly. He was getting out.
Get out. Man, I got some business to take care of here. Yeah, so that's always – I like the element of surprise about ours for the guys, whereas some of the other ones where, you know, guys were, you know, they were prepped. They had lines. They had all this other stuff. Our guys were just caught off guard, man. I think that was one of the best things about the way our release was.
Yeah, I like this one compared to the past few years. I like this one the best because it was fun, playful. That's what these need to be. First off, they got to be somewhat short. 3 minutes, maybe a little over. That's it. That's the top one.
Listen.
Number two, it's got to be fun. And I think Miami's was, you know, lighthearted fun. I'd say half the teams get it. And I'd say half the teams screw this up every year. Like, what are you guys thinking with this? Like, half the teams get it, half don't. That's kind of how I see this watching most of these videos each year.
So I'm
with you. I do like fun, but some of them took a different approach, and it wasn't that they weren't fun, but they weren't trying to be funny necessarily. And I thought some of them delivered on that, some of them didn't. So I watched the Dolphins. I also like, you know, we talked about the Rick Ross surprise, but yet then you get another surprise and Stephen Ross actually does appear. I don't think I saw a team owner in another video other than the Titans thought they saw Woody Johnson. I don't think I saw a team owner.
And Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones. So listen, having worked for an NFL team, I know that there are only so many asks that even the highest ranking officials want to make of their ownership. There's just only so many. So to ask the owner to act and perform and be silly, you know, that's a big ask. And to achieve that, I got to give a lot of credit to the Dolphins for doing that. And that became one of the factors that I looked at when I started ranking these videos was star power, just because it's not easy to get your guys to buy in when they have everything else that they could be worried about. So I watched the Dolphins. There's probably seven or eight teams that I really respect from a creative standpoint that I think just consistently on social media, on their website, they're consistently putting out great creative products. And so I started jumping on Twitter and let's see who else is doing what. And then I got about 10 deep, 11 deep, and I was like, I might as well just rank them. And fellas, I can't tell you how long it took me to get through these 32 videos, but I did it. I watched every single one, not all of them from start to finish because it was hard for me to stomach some of them, but I watched 32 videos. I ranked 32 videos. I put my rankings out there. You guys saw my rankings. Not everybody agreed with my rankings, which is cool. I don't need everybody to agree with them, but it led me to this meeting where I said, let's talk about what your favorites were. Let's talk about if you think I'm just dog shit crazy about my rankings here on anything. And I'd love to get some of your feedback as well. And I'm happy to explain some of my choices if I'm asked.
Yeah, except, you know, well, rankings, you know, look like college football rankings, man. You know, I think Penn State should rank in the top five and they put them in the top 15. You know,
right.
What I mean? You know, it's all, you know, how everybody views it all. And, you know, and what you're looking for in these releases, honestly, is all that really matters. You know, some people just want to see the schedule. Some people want to see something creative. Some people want to see something funny. Some people, you know, there's different ways of, you know, you like horror movies. You know, Mike likes, you know, romantic comedies. You know what I mean?
Nothing wrong with a good rom-com.
Now, which team is going to be the horror movie and which team is going to be the rom-com? We got a rom-com right here with our new head coach and general manager. It's a little bit romantic comedy.
Right, right. So, yeah, so it all depends on what your taste is, man. You know, Seth likes Mountain Dew. I like tequila, you know. So it all goes different ways, man. So, yeah, it's all about what your taste is and, you know, and what you're expecting. Like, if we have low expectations, like, say, we're talking about Mike for the season, then if they end up getting 7-8 – wins, that's like, you know, I mean, that's those expectations were, you know, obliterated, you know.
Yeah.
So same thing when it comes to these things too, when you've got a, you know, the release, everybody's waiting on. I honestly just want to see the dates and the times, because that's how my whole life is, you know, centered around, you know, Penn State trips, all this other stuff.
But same
when
here.
When you add this creative part of it all too, man, it's like, I just want to see who is more creative. Usually, LA is usually pretty good. They're that's what they do.
They've got, you know, a lot LA, of access
anybody
to talent,
in LA,
don't
they? Yeah, they know what they're doing. They got a lot of great producers and writers and all this. You know, they got some great agencies out there that can really, really kill it out there. You know, so it's tough to really compete with a lot of LA teams, but teams did a really good job this year, in my opinion, from the ones that I was able to see.
I agree. So I'm going to jump to my top 10 and then my bottom 10. No commentary on them. Would love to see if you guys watched any of those and if you think anything was out of order that was misplaced. And I'm not talking about something should have been 4 or 5. I mean, you can. But if you think I'm nuts or that I left somebody out of one or the other. So my top 10, for anybody who hasn't seen my ranking, you can go see it at the Fish Tank 81. But it's the Titans. I think the Titans came strong again. So Titans were number one. The Bucks with Tampa Bay watch, number two. The 49ers, I thought, were really classy at number three. The Colts bounced back from their debacle with their, you know, having to change at the last minute. And I love the Bart Simpson. I will not talk about Tyreek Hill in this video. It was great. The Chargers, as always, they round out the top five. They're always spectacular, and they just take shots at everybody. The Seahawks. The Giants, Jameis Winston, who I can't always stomach. Jameis Winston, I thought Jameis Winston.
He's going to be a huge star soon. He's your next Pat McAfee. He really is.
Monzo,
When he retires, he's going to be a megastar.
Yeah, I think you're right. And again, I don't love all of it, but he was really good in that. The Vikings were interesting. We can talk about them. The Raiders playing off the corniness of Fernando Mendoza and Kirk Cousins did a great job. And Jacksonville is my most controversial choice. We can get to that in a minute. They round out my top 10. My bottom 10, Chiefs, brutal. Cowboys, creative, but too long. Patriots, they put dudes on a roller coaster and they screamed out the names of the teams. I don't get it. The Ravens, I thought it was cool that they crashed the wedding, but that was like, that to me was, I thought maybe this was just a fun video they were doing. I didn't realize that was the schedule release. The Saints, the Bears, strange. The Broncos tried too hard and failed at every step. Not even Peyton Manning could save that video. Cardinals, I didn't get it with the mascots. The Eagles, I think it's still going. I think it's still going.
It's a three-part trilogy.
They're still going. I can't believe it. Like, you cannot throw out a 13.5-minute video. It's unacceptable. And then the Jets, shocker, are at the bottom. Apparently, this is also a controversial choice. I had a buddy of mine say it was his favorite video. I can tell you why I feel it was last, and it's not just my hatred for the Jets, although I love Mason Taylor. But that's my my top 10, my bottom 10. Fellas, am I crazy? Do you agree? What did I miss?
Mike?
Yeah, I think your top 10's pretty dang close. I mean, like when I raise the Colts from four, a little hot. Yeah, okay, but whatever. You got, I think, most of the teams. There's two in the top 10. I would say the Raiders at 9's a little low. I thought the Raiders killed this with the two quarterbacks doing the stepbrothers thing.
Yeah,
to me, that's like a top 3-1. I love the Raiders, but okay, you got them 9. That's fine. It's top 10's good. I don't get the Vikings one. I thought that one was kind of lame, honestly. That's one I wouldn't have in the top 10. It's probably more towards the middle, but I think your top 10, the Chargers one is good. Now, I don't play that game in particular, but
I play any games.
You can, yeah, exactly. I can understand what they're going for, but they've been so good for so many years with this. They're graded against themselves, actually. And I'm like, compared to what they've done in previous years, this wasn't my favorite, like 2023, 2024. I probably like a little better 2025, but it's still good. What they did with the Patriots one and the whole Mike Vrabel thing, that was – it's very subtle, but the fact that it was subtle made it funny. So
– the Easter eggs, right? The Easter eggs with the Chargers is there.
One more mile to the next photo dump, and then you get, like, something pops on the screen from the New York
Post. The inbox from the New York Post.
Right. Yeah. It's just funny if you've been following that story. It's funny. So your top 10 is pretty dang close. I would just take out the Vikings, raise up the Raiders pretty much. The Jets – look, I don't get it, but Philadelphia is by far. I ain't sitting through a 13, and it's not good. Even the Bills one. The Bills one sucks.
Very
weird. That one I really didn't get. And here there was two sneaky ones, and then I'll stop. Number 16, the Browns, I thought was pretty dang good. It was the Street Fighter one,
the
video game, and it was shot like it was done like in 1988.
In the 80s. The 80s feel was fun.
That one was really cool, the Browns. And the one for the Panthers was really not much thought. They just blew stuff up. And I'm like, you know what? This should be mindless. Just blow stuff up. They were just blowing stuff up. I'm like, you know what?
That was good.
It kind of works.
That was good. I thought it was spectacular.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are at war, so it makes sense. I think everybody gets it.
Blow stuff up.
Yeah, blow stuff up, man. That's what we want to do. You know, I really haven't gotten through all of them, but for me, I did enjoy the Dolphins one, as we talked about earlier, man. But I'm such a big SportsCenter guy that I wish the Falcons one would have been in there, because all the SportsCenter commercials that they kind of went after were so funny when we were, watching, what's next with these guys when they're walking through the SportsCenter, through the hallways and through the offices and the cubicles and stuff, man. And I think Bijan was all over the place, obviously. And don't tell me about the Kendrick versus Drake situation there. You know, you saw that. I mean, that part right there was like absolutely hilarious to me, because everybody's still current with certain things that they did. I thought they really did some former stuff that I really like with the SportsCenter commercials, and that Kendrick Lamar versus Drake London they had, versus one of the employees there. I thought that was outstanding, man. So it kept me going throughout that whole thing and seeing what they're going to do next. So that was one of my favorites that, should have probably jumped up, Big Seth, in your top 10.
Yeah, and the Falcons has been one of the more popular ones for sure. In fact, Scott Becker, who's a great sports marketer, just sent me the Athletic did their rankings. And there's somewhere we were on the same page, and somewhere we're dramatically different. They had the Dolphins at 29th. I had the Dolphins at 14th. But that's maybe if you're not from down here, maybe you don't appreciate Rick Ross as much and that plot twist. But they had the Falcons as 9 at nearly elite. Here's my issue with the Falcons. It started off great. I thought Matt Ryan did a heck of a job, because it's when you're asking these celebrities, stars, not celebrities, but you're asking your stars who are in your building to act, you're rolling the dice, and it can blow up in your face or it could be magical. And I thought Matt Ryan was great when he told the guy to line the F up or whatever. And then somebody found that clip where there's a live mic and you can hear him saying those exact words on the field, which was really fun. And I love the SportsCenter feel. So I was feeling it, and they were up. And then it just kept going, Juice. And I used to be a Saturday Night Live guy. And Saturday Night Live, I think that some of those skits had a shelf life. And for like a minute and a half to 2 minutes, they're magical and you're crying. And then 4 more minutes go by and you decide to turn the TV off and go to bed. And they just, if you're familiar with the term jump the shark, I felt like the Falcons video jumped the shark in the middle of its own video. That was my issue. All of those little elements were good, but I thought they should have even either broken it up into multiple videos or just cut out half of it. And I just thought it was too much. And that's why they fell down. They're probably ranked a little lower than they should be on my chart, but that's where they're at. Minnesota Vikings. Here's why I put the Minnesota Vikings up there. At first, I thought it was a little awkward. I didn't know where they were going. And I was like, they're going to go through 17 of these meal choices. But then I look at what I thought, everything that went wrong with the Jets. And then with the Vikings, I thought it was beautifully shot. I thought that the jokes with each meal were really creative. We're going to talk about the Vrabel joke in a second here, or I guess the Russini joke. But I thought the jokes were really creative, and it was just the production value was super strong. And so I thought they executed that same, I don't want to call it a gag, but that same product, that same whatever you want to call it there. I guess it was a gag, but they did it right. The Jets did it brutally wrong, in my opinion, even though it had a couple of little clever moments. And so that's why I had the Vikings ranked so high. I did not catch the Diana Russini Easter egg when they played the Patriots. And they included a Russini reference in the menu item for what was being served for that game. It was a crude joke, to be quite honest. I don't think that you have to take shots for these things to be good. I'm not mad at them for doing it. I thought it was subtle and it was slick. I just thought that they did a good job with their video. So that's why I had them ranked where I had them. There was one other one where you would – oh, the Bills. So the Bills would – it was really weird, borderline disturbing, the Bills one.
Yeah, it was.
But what I liked, again, I gave bonus points. If you're able to get your superstar, Josh Allen did it last year. Like, I don't know Josh Allen from a hole in the wall other than he's a talented guy and he seems like a really nice human being, and we're sick of seeing him in our division. But he did it last year, so for them to go back to him again and for him to say yes again – I give somebody's got a really good relationship or he's just that great of a guy. But Juice, you know how it is. Like, if you weren't in the right mood, like Seth, I did this last year, like go ask Lamar, you know, go ask somebody else.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then you have to have that conversation. So for them to get buy-in again from their quarterback, their superstar 2 years in a row, I thought that was great. I actually thought Josh was pretty funny in the video, and I liked the fact that the suggestions that were made around the table in that room before things got really weird were some suggestions that we actually saw other teams do. Like one guy pitched the idea of doing the Sports Center commercial type video. And then we saw the Falcons do it. Right. So there were a couple ideas in there that actually showed up in other videos. And so I thought that they were ahead of the curve there. And the fact that it was so weird, for whatever reason, I was like, I got to give them credit for being willing to be this damn weird. Last year, that didn't work for the Cleveland Browns. It was just creepy and disturbing. This one was borderline disturbing, but I thought it worked, and maybe it was because of Josh Allen. So maybe they were ranked a little higher than they should have been, and maybe the Falcons were ranked a little lower than they should have been. So, yeah, that's I think that's it. Oh, Jacksonville. So I want to talk about Jacksonville. Did either of you watch the Jacksonville video?
I thought it was fine. Yeah, it was fine. I mean, not the best, but clearly not the worst either. I thought it was okay.
So I'm getting killed for putting Jacksonville up, and there's a couple different factors. One, people are doubting whether or not. So, Juice, if you didn't see it, Trevor Lawrence sits down in the team barber's chair. Now, he's wearing the John Stockton shorts are the thing these days, and they should have put him in some damn sweatpants. So that's my one issue I had with it. He's just sitting there. I'm like, damn, I don't really need that much of Trevor Lawrence. Yeah, but then they put the apron on him, thank goodness, to cut his hair. And they cut Trevor Lawrence's friggin' hair. Like he's it's gone. I mean, he's not like this, but he's at least in the video, that's what it is. Doug LeDurong says, anybody who fell for this, I feel bad for you. So now I'm like questioning myself. Did he really cut his hair? Did he not cut his hair? That's the big question. His wife had leaked out photos that maybe indicated he had cut his hair. So was that a ruse? Did it really happen? And so, that intrigue, the fact that Trevor Lawrence is a number one overall pick, he plays the most premium position. He is a star player. And if he really did cut his hair, as a guy who's been nationally known for his hair as much as his play since his freshman year when he's a national champion for Clemson. I think for him to do that for the video, something that personal, I told people, what if Ricky had cut his hair for a schedule release video? Now, Ricky's a bigger deal, and when he brought dreadlocks into the NCAA, that was a bigger deal from a social standpoint. But I just think that was to have your star player do something that personal for your video, and they did not make it gimmicky. It was just they played some classical music. It was shot really cool. And then at the end, they sweep his hair away. And so out with the old, and here comes the new, and it's the schedule underneath the hair. I just thought they did it really well. That's why I had them in my top 10, probably my most controversial pick.
Yeah, I would have probably felt the same way. I'm not interested in his hair since we don't have any hair. Definitely not interested in the Jaguars, so I'm with you on that. But you're right about when it comes to, your superstar guys buying in these situations, big Seth. I think these kids nowadays, though, they're really into content, and they can be a part of any content. They're down, bro. They really are, man. So I'm with it. With these guys, some of them aren't even online, but I'm sure they appreciate the fact that I think it's an honor if they come to you as a player and want you involved in their video release.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's some guys on every single team that are like, why didn't I get invited? Why not me? Especially when you look at teams that don't have, all superstars in it. Now, if you do have superstars in your videos, like Trevor Lawrence, what about some of the other superstars that didn't get in the video, and why not? Did you turn it down, or did they not even approach you, man? So, I guess, this is football. These are alpha males, man. So, a lot comes into this when it comes to, how they're feeling about this and their feelings. These guys do actually have feelings.
Stuff happens.
I promise you they do. Yes.
That's I have heard guys getting mad at choices we made of who's on the cover of the media guide. I have heard, you always go to these guys and all. Trust me, I have heard it all. So I think about that stuff. I look at it through that lens when I see what these teams do.
Yeah, for sure.
San Francisco, real quick. Theirs was shot like a movie, and that was probably the best cinematography, I'd say, in some level. That was unreal how they shot that. It was like classy, like high end. It was unreal that one for San Francisco.
So I agree. That's why I had him up at third. Was that was that digitally created? Was it digital animation?
Was like a lot AI? Of this stuff was probably AI. I saw some people are going after it. It might have been the Cardinals. They used AI. Folks, look, AI is here. It ain't going nowhere. So people are going to use it. I know. Is it like way better to actually hire a person so he's got a job, he's getting paid? Yes. But we can't start faulting companies for using AI. That is here. It ain't going nowhere.
Well, so that's the big, and not to go off on a tangent.
Yeah,
here,
exactly.
Mike, but, for us or for you, for us to use AI because we're working other jobs and we're doing things and we're managing families and all this other stuff. And we're also trying to put this content out for Dolphins fans. And so if I use AI to create a thumbnail for my YouTube and you're going to get mad at me, too bad. or send us, help us raise the budget for the fish tank so that we can pay an artist to do all that stuff custom on demand and in real time. Great. That would be wonderful. But I could understand where people would be like, this is a $1 billion organization. Could they go hire an artist to do something? But what San Francisco did you see the Niners one, Juice?
No, Big Seth.
Okay.
You'll find it later on.
And I have recommended that you don't watch most of these because you have far more things to do being OJ McDuffie than watch all these videos and be a knucklehead like me and my wife looking at me like, how many of those things are you going to watch? But the Niners I recommend because to Mike's point, it was really cool. They take you on this journey. It was visually beautiful. No jokes in it. It was all, I guess it's their 80th year anniversary or what have you. Yep. It was exceptionally nostalgic. The musical choices in each room they went into were very cool. There was some Mountain Dew in there as well.
It is.
I got to give them that.
There it is, Mike. There it is, Mike.
I damn near put them first.
We got to get a sponsorship with Mountain Dew here.
I've been trying. Cleo Lemon, man, he ditched us. He told me he was going to send me a pallet, and I haven't seen him since. I just thought that what they did was really classy, and well done. And I tried to not just look for jokes, or I tried to not look at just at, you know, we're going to take shots at other people. I tried to not just look for Easter eggs, tried to look at the big picture when I put this ranking together. If you hate my ranking, if you love it, if you think all of us are crazy, put it in the chat. We want to come back. We want to see what you think about the videos. Put it in the comments. Yeah, that's right. I guess it won't be a chat here pretty soon. Although we got a good, the chat's going.
Yeah, we got a pretty good turnout here for Friday at 11:30.
Yeah, I actually have a 12 o'clock meeting, so I better get my ass back to work.
All right.
But this was fun. I appreciate you guys, you know, humoring me since I did invest so much damn time in these videos. And if you hurry now, you might catch the end of the Eagles video.
Still going.
Juice, you know, even though it's midday, I think you can still get us out of here.
I still got time. I'll try. Let me take a nap first. And then
Right. But I'm saying the same send off as Fish Tank Live. You got to be ready.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. Thanks for diving in with me and Big Seth and my man, Michael Leva. OfficeTalk.com.
Dive up in that fish tank. Who that? Sitting down with Seth Living. Seth. OJ. Juice Woo. Man. Ooh, and this is strictly for them true fans. Yeah. Golf fans. Number one. One. Of course, y'all. This ain't no ordinary sports talk. Dive up in that fish tank. Go get your aqua orange. Yeah, it's time to dive up in that fish tank. It's only legendary talking when you dive up in that fish tank.